Hello, my name is Ember Liu, and I am the lead author on this e-poster presentation titled Shared Decision Making in Severe Asthma Therapy, Qualitative Study of Physician-Patient Communication. I am an employee of GSK. The aim is to understand decision drivers and conversational dynamics between healthcare providers and their patients with severe asthma. We looked at anonymized recordings of conversations between patients with severe asthma and their healthcare providers, taken between September 2018 and October 2020. These were retrospectively analyzed at the following key decision time points: starting an asthma biologic, biologic treatment follow-up, and finally, biologic switching or discontinuation. Looking first at results from starting a biologic, overall, we saw patients rarely express their own treatment goals and instead aligned with the HCP's goals. In the two example conversations shown below, in the first one, the HCP assesses the patient's symptoms using a checklist of questions focused on symptom type and frequency. In the second example conversation, the HCP provides some high-level information about the biologic to which the patient quietly listens to. In looking at biologic treatment follow-up conversations, we saw that the decision to stay on therapy during follow-up was often patient-driven, and HCPs invited patients to assess symptom improvement and treatment satisfaction. In the below example conversation, the physician asked the patient how they were currently doing compared to how they were at baseline. An interesting finding in biologic treatment follow-up conversations is that sometimes the patients attributed changes in respiration to asthma instead of other potential sources. When looking at biologic switching or discontinuation conversations, this was often patient-driven, and HCPs did not propose stopping a biologic without replacement of therapy. In the example conversation, we saw that the HCP used the patient's assessment of asthma control as license to switch and probed for symptoms and the need for extreme relief measures. Oftentimes, HCP avoided specific expectations of efficacy when switching patients to a new biologic. In conclusion, when starting a biologic, patients often had a passive role in setting treatment goals, which were instead driven by HCPs. Despite this, the decision to stay on therapy during follow-up was often patient-driven. This is also true for biologic switching and discontinuation conversations, which were driven by patients' own characterization of their symptoms. We recommend that HCPs could consider some tools to drive more active patient involvement in setting treatment goals. This may improve the overall decision process to start, continue, or discontinue biologic therapy. Thank you.